At one point, everyone asks themselves, how should they live their lives? And what is the purpose of their existence? In today's video, we hear Padre Pio's answer. Here is Padre Pio's tips to have a good life. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You are the ones who make these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, but you would like to be, just click the link in the description below to find out more. How we live our lives matters to us, both to society and to God. Let's see what Padre Pio had to say about how to live our lives. Eligio Di Antonio tells us that while Padre Pio was greeting some Swiss people in the hall of the first floor of the convent, one of them said to him, "Father, how handsome you are." "Thank you for the compliment," said Padre Pio. "Finally, someone tells me I'm handsome, but everyone runs away when they see me." Padre Pio wanted to use this opportunity to share some of his wisdom, so he added, "On beauty, it is often said that whoever wants to be well after a certain age must prepare for old age while young." Some of those present had not understood his point. The father explained that when young, it is necessary not to exhaust oneself in vices if we want to have a good old age. When Padre Pio wanted to share a teaching, he did so by using simple and clear language. Michel Melilio, a man of culture who lived in the nearby town of Siponto, had established a good relationship with Padre Pio by having periodic conversations with him. On one occasion, he asked Padre Pio, "Father, tell me something that can serve as my program for life." And Padre Pio summed it all up with an expression from the old catechism: "Remember that you were born to know, love, and serve God, to enjoy Him eternally in paradise." Now, isn't that beautiful? Mr. Melilio asked about a program for his life, and Padre Pio gives him the answer to what our purpose is, the answer to the meaning of life. Towards this goal, to love and serve God, all our actions should be aimed, and our life will be lived by the best program possible. Remember that you were born to know, love, and serve God, to enjoy Him eternally in paradise. Such simple but meaningful words. Unfortunately, not everybody appreciated Padre Pio's choice of words. One day, Father Teofilo Dal Pozzo, the provincial minister of the province of Foggia, asked Pietro Cugino, who was blind, whom he believed to be a holy man, to pay him a courtesy visit and to ask some advice. As the two walked arm in arm, the provincial priest expressed his concerns about the problems of the province and complained about the difficulties he faced because of things not working the way he wanted them to. The poor blind man, Pietro, listened, but during a pause of silence, he said, "Listen, Father, I'm sorry. People from all over the world come to San Giovanni Rotondo to ask Padre Pio for his advice, and everyone is satisfied. You have a light and you do not use it." Father Teofilio replies, "Yes, Pietro, but often Padre Pio gives primary school advice." Now, Padre Pio's answers and advice may have been expressed in a simple form, but they shed light that changed people's lives. So Padre Pio's recipe for a good life can be summed up as avoid vice and love and serve God. Thank you, Padre Pio, for your simple yet enlightening words. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.